I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. There Will Be Blood has a wondrously monstrous hero, a turn-of-the-century oil man named Daniel Plainview. One of the many ways he vents his rage against humanity is by threatening to bury his enemies alive. The man who wrote and directed this majestic epic, Paul Thomas Anderson, and the actor who plays Plainview, Daniel Day-Lewis, have taken the opposite approach. They've unearthed a pivotal piece of the American past. The script was freely adapted from the 1927 novel Oil by Upton Sinclair, and given it new life with the fervor and clarity of revelation. Plainview comes by the oil business dishonestly and indirectly. At first, he's a scruffy silver prospector, but he uses his grasp of primitive petroleum technology, his snake oil salesman's tongue, and his perfect lack of principles to parlay a few ill-gotten leases into a thriving enterprise that becomes a California empire. And he emerges triumphantly, though not happily, as a tycoon with a more than passing resemblance to the California oil baron Edward Doheny. Plainview is a fascinating predator with a detectable, albeit flickering, soul, and Daniel Day-Lewis's portrayal is not just the performance of the year. There will be injustice if he doesn't win an Oscar, but a creation of awesome proportions. His most conspicuous distinction is his voice. And when I say his, I'm thinking of the characters. The actor has never sounded like this before, and he seems to have done a disappearing act that leaves the mustachioed, coal-eyed hero to fend for himself from the outset. When Daniel Plainview isn't releasing his inner savage, he speaks with a grave courtliness that bespeaks the period, but also suggests, fraudulently, cultivation and compassion. His voice also evokes the tuva-like throat tones of John Huston. And the state of Plainview's spirit, his growing derangement, really, is given another voice by Johnny Greenwood, the Radiohead guitarist who composed the sensational, inspired score. The production was designed by Jack Fisk and photographed by Robert Ellswood. On the strength of such previous features as Punch Drunk Love, Boogie Nights, and Magnolia, P.T. Anderson would have seemed an unlikely match for a period piece like There Will Be Blood. But Americana is Americana, whether in the San Fernando Valley of the late 20th century or the Central California of the century's early years. The story of Daniel Plainview's ascent to the top of the heap is both a study in abnormal psychology and a parable of predatory capitalism. And Plainview isn't alone in worshiping false gods. He has a wild and worthy adversary in Eli Sunday, a charismatic evangelist played by Paul Dano, with a fevered eye trained on the prize of national fame and the wealth it promises. Paul Dano is the gifted young performer who played the brother in Little Miss Sunshine. He was thrust into this part as an almost last-minute replacement for another actor, and the lack of preparation time shows. Eli is an intricate piece of work to begin with, and we're meant to see some of the wheels churning in his revival tent performances. For all of Dano's skill and formidable energy, though, there's also the sense of an actor playing an actor. The supporting cast is impeccable, as always in an Anderson film, and the great discovery is Dylan Frazier as H.W., the bright-faced little boy Daniel Plainview likes to call his son and his partner. With a partner like that, a boy could use an attack dog. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.